Hi, I'm Shannon Riley. I'm a professional organizer, ADHD coach, and therapeutic yoga teacher. And this is Beyond the Checklist, a podcast for neurodivergent folks who are tired of one-size-fits-all advice. Around here, we honor how your brain really works, whether we're talking about creating calmer spaces, building focus, or learning to rest. This is a place for practical tools, honest stories, and permission to do things differently. Let's make space for what matters in your home, in your time, and in yourself. Welcome back to Beyond the Checklist. Today we're talking about something that surprises a lot of people when I first bring it up: how yoga can support executive function. And no, I don't mean that doing headstands or mastering crow pose will suddenly make your to-do list easier, though that would be an interesting result of achieving those poses. I'm talking about the deep ways that yoga can strengthen the systems behind the systems, especially for those of us with ADHD, executive dysfunction, or just a fried nervous system. So if you've ever struggled with time blindness, task initiation, memory, planning, emotional regulation, then you are absolutely in the right place. Today I'll break down what executive function actually is, what yoga has to do with it, and how these tools show up off the mat in daily life. Let's start with the basics. What is executive function? Executive functions are a set of cognitive processes that help you manage yourself and your resources to achieve a goal. Okay, what does that mean? Things like planning and organizing, starting and finishing tasks, remembering important details, regulating emotions, transitioning between activities. So for neurotypical folks, these things often happen automatically without extra effort. But for neurodivergent brains, especially those with ADHD, autism, anxiety, or trauma histories, executive function is not a given. It's a skill set that can feel slippery, fragile, or straight up inaccessible. What does that have to do with yoga? A lot more than you think. When I say yoga, I don't just mean poses. Yoga is much more than the poses that we see. It's the full practice: breath, movement, awareness, regulation, interoception, and those are all directly tied to executive functioning. A few examples: breath work, which is part of yoga, can support emotional regulation and cognitive control. Body awareness, which is a part of yoga, builds interoception, which is key for self-monitoring and behavioral regulation. Mindful movement improves working memory and sustained attention. Stillness practices activate the prefrontal cortex, which is the same part of the brain that's responsible for planning and decision making. And this isn't just anecdotal. There was a 2020 study published in Frontiers in Human Neuroscience that found that regular yoga practices improves functional connectivity in brain networks related to attention and self-regulation. Regular yoga practice can improve attention and one's ability to self-regulate. It's not about doing a 60-minute yoga class every day in a hot yoga room. It's about using the principles of yoga to support how your brain functions, even when you're not on the mat. When I started practicing yoga over 10 years ago, I didn't start going to yoga because I thought it would be really good for my mental health. I don't think that was a thought process at all when I started going. I was just looking for a way to stay active and a way to move my body while I was in grad school. And very quickly, I realized the impacts that it had on my mental health and on how my brain functioned and on my energy and my motivation and my ability to focus and be proactive. And that's just one of my experiences about how it impacted me, even when I wasn't on the mat and in a classroom, what would happen off the mat when I was out in the world. Let's pause for a second and talk about something I see online, or I hear from people, or I've just experienced in life. The advice that you should just meditate, just do yoga, just calm down. And we know that the calm down is the easiest way to help someone not calm down. And same thing with the other things, telling people to just do this, just do that is not necessarily the best way to give advice and to share the impact that those things had on you. So this advice is everywhere. And honestly, it's often given in a way that might feel invalidating. Because if someone's executive function is shot, sitting still and focusing on your breath can feel impossible or even unsafe. Here's the myth I want to bust here. Yoga is not just stillness and silence. Yoga is movement, rhythm, connection, and agency. You don't have to be calm to begin. You don't have to clear your mind. You don't have to sit cross-legged on the floor in silence for 30 minutes. Sometimes a focused breath while walking is yoga. Sometimes noticing your feet while brushing your teeth is yoga. It's the quality of attention, not the performance of a pose or the ability to sit in stillness. How does this actually show up for us in real life? So here are a few tools that you can use in your daily life to bring yoga tools in to support executive function. Transitions. So transitions are the time of day or things where we're moving from one thing to another, whether that's a task or actually getting up and moving. And it can be really hard for many neurodivergent folks. So it could be moving from one task to another, getting out of bed in the morning, and those transitions can feel huge. Yoga gives us tools like one grounding breath before and after a task, taking a moment to pause and be aware before and after doing something. It can help remind us to do a short stretch to help reset the nervous system. Maybe just bending from side to side or just rocking the head from side to side. It could also be a mantra or a movement cue to close the tab on the last thing. Yoga isn't a checklist. It's a sequence. And understanding how to build a sequence, whether it's a sequence of poses, of breath, or tasks, can help support our planning skills. Ask yourself what's foundational, what's next, what's restorative, what's energizing. It can also support in memory and focus. Repeating short movement patterns, like a few simple flows, can help strengthen working memory. Even naming your movement aloud, arms up, fold forward, can reinforce brain-body connection. And these are things you can do on your own. Arms up, fold forward, maybe do it a couple times, and name the movement. And that's also the pro of yoga virtually, is you're probably muted, most likely. So if you're talking to yourself, no one's gonna know, and you're good, and you can talk yourself through it. Yoga can also support with emotional regulation. It gives us practice feeling discomfort, holding poses, and staying present on purpose. That's emotional regulation in real time. We learn to notice the wave without being swallowed by it. The first thing that comes to mind when I think about practice being uncomfortable is when I was in my yoga teacher training a decade ago, and the instructor had us hold a pose for 5 minutes. I'm pretty sure it was actually 5 minutes. I feel like I remember him saying it was 5 minutes, but of course, I mean, it felt like 3 hours. And it was a pose that wasn't necessarily comfortable to be in the first place. It wasn't standing on your head. It wasn't doing anything crazy. It was just an expansive pose with effort. And that was a lot of practice, being uncomfortable and trying to stay present and being really intentional as we held in that space for that long. If you want to try to use yoga to support your executive function, here's what I would recommend. Start small. So don't think I have to go to a yoga class. Think one breath, one stretch, one moment. Build anchors into your day. So an anchor is tying a new habit to something you already do. So things like a wake up stretch, doing a breath cue before transitioning, an evening body scan. These mini rituals act like bookmarks for your brain. Create repeatable patterns. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. Have a go-to sequence for focus, grounding, or reset. And a sequence doesn't have to be a 30-minute practice. It can be 30 seconds, 1 minute. It doesn't have to be this expansive, complicated thing. Pair yoga with planning. So if you're going to open your planner for the week or for the day, or sit with your to-do list for a moment, or even just brain dump, maybe add a breath practice before you look at it. Allow your brain the space to settle and engage with the task that you're about to do. Use interoception to check in. Instead of asking what's next, ask what's needed. Here's what I want to leave you with today. You don't need a perfect routine. You need practices that help you return to yourself. Yoga can absolutely support executive function, not by fixing you, but by giving your body and your brain what they've been asking for all along, which is rhythm, safety, presence, choice. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks for giving your focus and your attention to yourself in this moment. See you next time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Beyond the Checklist. If something from today's episode resonated with you, I would love for you to share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It helps more people find the support they deserve. Take what you need, leave what you don't, and remember, you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. Until next time, keep making space for what matters in your home, your time, and yourself.